Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Dear Diary. Oh my God. This is... I just got the most tragic news, possibly, of my entire life. Gary Coleman died. I'm beside myself with grief. Did you ever watch that show he was on? God, I can't believe this. What you talking about, Wilson? Motherfucker was my favorite. My favorite actor of all time is gone. I don't know how I'm gonna live. I mean, you know, it was kind of creepy that he stayed a little boy his entire life. I mean, that's kind of spooky, isn't it? You think there's some sort of, like, voodoo magic that somebody put a hex on him, you know? Like, he was a little kid, he was on TV, and then, like, somebody watched him and they're like, I don't like who you talking about, Wilson. So, here is spooky voodoo all over you do. And then, all of a sudden, Gary Coleman, he never aged again. What do you think his pubic hair looked like? You know, did it stay little boy pubes? Did it grow into a big bush? I wonder these things, you know, sometimes. The other thing I always wondered is, are there more people like Gary Coleman walking around, you know, being little boys forever? Because that would be like a pedophile's wet dream, you know? Like, he would never have to have sex with a little boy again. You know, he could legally have sex with a little boy who was an adult. Does that make sense? I know you don't care, Diary, since you don't have a soul, but Gary Coleman, he meant a lot to the world. Also, Dennis Hopper died. It's like a death weekend, you know? Weekend at Death Camp. Know what I mean? You ever see that show? Weekend at Bernie's? Fucking dude is walking around. You see the second one? He got shot in the head with a harpoon. He's still walking around because he's full of nuclear waste or something. I don't know the story. I just remember he had a Walkman on. He walked around. That movie is fucking stupid. Kind of ruined everybody's career around there. I never saw Bernie in another movie. Probably because he was dead. Guess it makes sense. But getting back to Dennis Hopper, did you ever watch that motherfucker in Apocalypse Now? Guy's crazy as shit. Scary motherfucker. I ran into him a couple times and he stabbed me. He just stabbed me for no reason. That's how fucking scary he was. I'm like, hey Dennis, I'm a big fan, motherfucker. And he just stabs me in the neck with an ice pick. Who carries around an ice pick just for the fun of it? Scary motherfucker. Cool dude, though. I would hang out with him if he didn't, you know, stab me every time I saw him, but I'd have a beer. I'd have a beer for Dennis. I think I'll have a beer right now for Dennis. Bros before hoes, motherfucker. Anyways, Diary, I guess I better be getting to bed. It's been a long day. I woke up and I saw the news that Gary Coleman died. Now, I've been sobbing my eyes out all day, crying over all of the who you talking about Wilson fans and all the people who wanted to have sex with a little boy legally. I mean, seriously, if you wanted to fuck a little kid, you just fuck Gary Coleman. But now he's gone. Think about all those little boys that are now gonna be railed because they don't have their superhero protector. That's how I feel about Gary Coleman. He was like a little superhero, pedo stopper. That was his superhero name, pedo stopper. Get to the chopper, pedo stopper. I can imagine him with a little pink cape on, you know, flying around. He'd have like assless tights on, and he'd fly backwards like Powdered Toast Man. And he'd fly right at a pedophile's cock with his ass. And he'd stop him. He'd pedo stop him. Stop that motherfucker in his tracks. All right, well, Diary, that's all I got to say today. I gotta go and get myself another box of Kleenex so I can forget that this day ever happened. Peace out, Diary. This is your friend Christopher Walken, signing off.